Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveiro, nascido no Funchal a 5 de fevereiro de 1985, é um futebolista português que joga como extremo esquerdo ou avançado. Atualmente, joga pela Juventus e pela seleção portuguesa. Ronaldo começou a sua carreira nas categorias de base do Clube de Futebol Andorinha de Santo António. Em 1995, foi para o Clube Desportivo Nacional e o seu sucesso com a equipa levou-o a assinar com o Sporting Clube de Portugal por 2 temporadas. O talento precoce de Ronaldo chamou a atenção de Sir Alex Ferguson, treinador do Manchester United. Em 2003, quando tinha apenas 18 anos de idade, Ronaldo assinou um contrato com o clube inglês que pagou cerca de 12.124.000 libras esterlinas, 15 milhões de euros, ao Sporting Clube de Portugal. Já na temporada seguinte, Ronaldo ganhou o seu primeiro título com o Manchester United, a Taça de Inglaterra, e chegou à final do Campeonato Europeu de Futebol de 2004 com Portugal, no qual marcou o seu primeiro golo internacional. Ronaldo tornou-se no jogador mais caro da história do futebol após a sua transferência em 2009 do Manchester United para o Real Madrid, num acordo no valor de 80 milhões de libras esterlinas, 94 milhões de euros. Em junho de 2016, a Forbes considerou-o o desportista mais bem pago do mundo, facto inédito até então, dado ser a primeira vez a aparecer um futebolista a encabeçar esta lista.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Portugal and I'm here today with a new article. The new article is about Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the most famous football players in the world. As usual, I'm here with my co-host James. Together with James, I will read the text and I will help him to improve his pronunciation and also to explain him some words or expressions that he may not understand. Shall I get started, James?
Yep, I'm ready.
Wonderful. Good.
So, to start off, Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveiro nascido no Funchal a 5 de fevereiro de 1985,
sim.
É um futebolista português que joga como extremo esquerdo ou avançado.
Extremo esquerdo. Extremo esquerdo. Muito bem. James, I think it's easier, yeah?
This first sentence. And as everyone pretty much knows about Ronaldo.
Yeah, so maybe the name is a bit...
Yes.
If you don't know you don't know that Cristiano Ronaldo is his...
Yeah, actually, this is a very interesting fact for me because I think most probably non-Portuguese people think Ronaldo is the last name.
Yes, no, absolutely not. So Cristiano Ronaldo, so Cristiano is his first name, Ronaldo is his middle name. His actually last name is Aveiro, yeah?
Yeah.
So nascido is clear.
So he's born.
Or he's born in Funchal, which is part of...
Madeira
Island, very good. On the 5th of February 1985. He plays as a forward,
And he's obviously Portuguese, everyone.
So which part means he's a forward?
Avançado. Avançado is forward. Extremo esquerdo, it's like a position before, a little bit before forward. I don't know in English how you say.
Like the right.
No, left. In this case, esquerdo is left.
Of course, sorry.
From the left side, behind the
forwards.
The forwards.
Okay.
There is a name for in English. To be honest, I don't know. The important thing is that he is either forward or he plays on the left side on the pitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Atualmente joga pela Juventus e pela seleção portuguesa.
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 Muito bem. Atualmente is an adverb. It means nowadays.
Like currently.
Currently, correct. Joga pela Juventus. His team is Juventus right now. And also the Portuguese national team. Yeah.
Good. So the next paragraph. Ronaldo começou a sua carreira nas categorias de base do clube do futebol Andorinha de Santo António.
Okay. This clube de Andorinha was his first team. Sua carreira is like career. So he started his career.
Exactly.
Categorias de base is like the beginners, like categorias in football you have senior, junior, you know, and you have juvenis, we say, like start. He started, I don't know, maybe with 8-9 years old, I'm not sure. And the team was from Madeira.
Yes.
And the is well known for Clube da Andorinha. Yeah.
Okay. Em 1995,
muito bem, sim,
foi para o Clube Desportivo Nacional e o seu sucesso com a equipa levou a assinar com o Sporting Clube de Portugal por 2 temporadas.
Muito bem. So, em 1995, he went to play to Nacional, which is the biggest team in the Madeira.
Yeah. He's only 10 years old.
No, he was 19, yeah. exactly.
Okay.
And because he went with Sporting with 11 years old.
Yes, so it must have been just a
child, he was really, he was a child. No, when he went to Sporting, he was a child.
Yes.
And his success, he played so well, levou a assinar. The expression means that he actually signed a contract with Sporting. For 2 seasons. Duas temporadas means 2 seasons.
And the Sporting team is in Lisbon, right? So correct. It moved
from Madeira to Lisbon with 11 years old. He stays there in Sporting Academy until now comes the rest. The Manchester United saw him and liked him.
O talento precoce do Ronaldo chamou a atenção de Sir Alex Ferguson, treinador do Manchester United.
Talento is clear, right? It's talent. Precoce, it's something that comes before the time. Like, he was so good for his age that he has a precoce talent. It's like a in English, I don't know how you say that, like when it's like anticipated something.
I know what you mean.
So we expect his quality to come later on,
Like envision or...
Yeah, kind of, so his talent for his age make Sir Alex Ferguson pay attention on him,
mm-hmm.
or in this case he saw Ronaldo attract his attention. Mm-hmm. This chamou atenção means attracted his attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Em 2003, mm-hmm. quando tinha apenas 18 anos de idade,
mm-hmm.
Ronaldo assinou um contrato com o clube inglês que pagou cerca de
12 milhões
de libras,
uhum.
esterlinas.
15
milhões de euros.
Muito bem, sim.
Ao Sporting Club de Portugal.
Muito bem. So, also easy, I think. Em 2003,
mm-hmm.
quando tinha apenas 18 anos.
So, when he was only 12 years old.
Not 12, 18. Because he stayed in Sporting. Ah, that's why I said before, from 18. 11 until yes. 18, he stays in Sporting.
Yes. Then he signed a contract with the English club.
Which is Manchester, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And pay 12 milhões e 24 mm-hmm. libras.
A pounds, yeah.
Sim, pounds, libras yeah. esterlinas, pounds, 15 milhões de euros.
Yeah, to leave Sporting
Club. To leave the Sporting, sim.
Mm-hmm. Já na temporada seguinte, Ronaldo ganhou o seu primeiro título com o Manchester United, a Taça da Inglaterra, e chegou à final do Campeonato Europeu de Futebol de 2004 com Portugal, no qual marcou o seu primeiro golo internacional.
Muito bem. Já na temporada seguinte, he signed a contract. And then in the next temporada means season,
mm-hmm.
next season,
okay.
a season after, Ronaldo ganhou o seu primeiro título com Manchester. He won the first competition, the first title, more competition with Manchester.
So they won the Premier League?
In this case, they won the Taça de Inglaterra, the English Cup.
Okay.
Yeah. E chegou à final do Campeonato Europeu de Futebol 2004 com Portugal. And he went to the final of the European Championship with Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? That was interesting because this 2004 was hosted by Portugal.
Yes.
And we lost in the final.
In the final.
With mm-hmm. Greece. And says, no qual marcou o seu primeiro gol internacional. So, in the final, he did a goal.
Mm-hmm. His first goal, international goal.
International goal, yeah, mm-hmm. for Portugal. Mm-hmm. Good. Like the last paragraph?
Yeah. Ronaldo tornou-se no jogador mais caro da
história.
Caro da história do futebol após a sua transferência em 2009 do Manchester United para o Real Madrid, num acordo no valor de 80 milhões de libras esterlinas, 94 milhões de euros.
Muito bem. So, by the time, em 2009,
yes.
tornou-se the most expensive player in the history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they pay to United 80 million pounds.
Yeah.
94 million euros.
To go to Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, yeah. Mm-hmm. Transferência is a transfer.
Yes. Yeah? Yeah.
Good. Last sentence.
Em junho de 2002, 2016.
Sim.
A Forbes considerou-o o desportista mais bem pago do mundo. Fato inédito até então, dado ser a primeira vez aparecer um futebolista a encabeçar esta lista.
Muito bem. O que é que tens a dizer da frase? What you have to say? What did you understand? O que é que percebeste?
I mean, the general context, that was in June 2016. The Forbes, which is a magazine, considered him the most paid player in the world.
Correct.
Fato inédito?
Fato inédito is something that never happened. It's something that happened for the first time.
Ah, so for the first time...
It's connected with the next.
Yes. So it had never happened before, maybe?
What?
That a football player was in this list.
That was in the list, but not as the first
uh-huh.
10 or whatever they measure. Yeah.
Ah, so for okay, so the most paid sports person.
Sport as and a, now it's a e, is okay. That, no. The thing is, the fact in Ed, the something that never happened was to be a football player.
Yes.
Maybe it was a tennis player. I don't know.
Exactly. Yes.
But in this case, was the first time that in the list, the Forbes. I don't know. Maybe the first 150. I don't know. Was the first time that was a football player on this list,
mm-hmm.
on this first people, most well paid. Good.
Well, just one thing with this verb,
encabeçar. Cabeça, yeah. Reminds you cabeça. Encabeçar, it means is on top of something.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, encabeçar. I don't know how many people you have in this list, but imagine the first 10.
Yes.
He was the first in the first 10.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Did you like the article, James?
Yes, I liked it. It's quite easy to follow.
Yes, I think so.
I think a lot of people know a little bit about Ronaldo. So,
exactly.
And it's more about a bit of his history. And yeah, it's a nice one.
Yeah, so also we did this article because during the time we are making it, it will be decided who is the best for this season, and maybe it will be Ronaldo, we don't know, and I think was a nice thing to do for him and for everyone that likes Ronaldo like us, and yes, I hope you like it. As James said, he's well known, so probably most of you guys know about a little bit about his history, but I think it's always good to review some facts, and especially for us that, as we said, we are Ronaldo fans. So thank you, James.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. You can follow our full text same time as you listen to our podcast in our website, PortugueseFromPortugal.com. Please, if you have any feedback about our article, grammar highlights, our questions, don't hesitate to contact us. So, we see you next time. Bye-bye. Adeus.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website PortugueseFromPortugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.